Yutesh Vamarav Tap. Lechi Ha'omid Me'elav. Rashi says Ha'omid Me'elav Shelo Hukba Sham L'Shem Tikun Mavui Delo His Minu L'Kach. Okay, Lechi Ha'omid Me'elav doesn't mean only that it's a natural lechi. It means even if you put it up there, which you didn't put up there for the sake of a lechi. Put it up for other reasons. So it's a lechi that wasn't designated to be a lechi. Abaya Omer Havi Lechi. Abaya says it is a lechi. Rava Omer Lo Havi Lechi. And Rava says that it's not a lechi. Heged Lo Samchin and Alemi Esmo. If you didn't, in other words, when you put it up, you didn't put it up for a lechi. But Erev Shabbos, you decided you're going to use it for a lechi. If you didn't do that, and it was just a natural lechi, and all of a sudden Shabbos, you decided that you wanted to use it for a lechi, that's no good, according to everybody. Kuli amalo plige d'lo havi lechi. Ki plige heche d'samchin ole miyesmo. When you put it up, it was put up, or it wasn't put up at all, or it was put up not for the sake of a lechi at all. And Erev Shabbos, you decided that you want to use it as a lechi. Even by thought, you don't have to designate it verbally. Abaya Omer Havi Lechi. Abaya says, in that case, then it becomes a lechi. Because you designated as a lechi from Erev Shabbos, and that's enough. Rava Omer Lo Havi Lechi. Rava holds not a lechi. Kiven de mikor alav adaiti dehochi avidi. Since lechatchil it wasn't made for the sake of a lechi. Lo Havi Lechi. It's not a lechi. We'll see, because it's not a hecker. Right, it has to be something that's nicker as a lechi, and in order to do that, it had to be made for the sake of a lechi to begin with. We think now that just like they argue by lechi, the same halacha would be by mechitza. A mechitza that's omed me'elav, Rav would hold is no good, and Abaye would hold it is good. See Rashi. Heichid lo samchin ole mi esmo shoye shom lechi acher v'nofel b'shabes. For instance, where be the case where you weren't somich on it from before? You had two lechis, and one was put up v'shem lechi, and the other one was just there. Happened to be something that could have been a lechi, but you had no intention of making it a lechi. And the lechi that you put up on Erev Shabbos fell down on Shabbos. So now you have this other one that was never designated as a lechi and never put up lechatchila as a lechi. Rava holds that it's no good. And even Abaya holds, since you didn't designate it from Erev Shabbos to be a lechi, that's also no good. Okay. So now we think that the same halacha would apply to a mechitza. A mechitza that you designated before Shabbos is according to, even if it wasn't put up, l'shein mechitza, according to Rabbi is okay, and according to Rav is not good. Toshma. Ha'osa sukaso bein ha'ilanos. The ilanos tefanos. A person makes a sukkah using the trees as a wall. Ksheir. Okay, so it's kosher. L'chara, when you planted the tree, you didn't plant it to be a wall for a sukkah. So it wasn't designated, it wasn't made for a mechitza. Right. Only most you could do is that Erev Sukkot, you designated the tree to be the wall for the sukkah. So you see that designating it before Yom Tov helps to make it a mechitza, like Abaye, not like Rava. Where it says, no, Hochma Eskinon, Shenita Mitchila Lekach. No, when you planted the tree, you planted it to be a wall for a sukkah. So you made the tree, L'shem, what's it called, L'shem Sukkah. And here you see also that even according to Rava, you don't have to actually make the thing, right, biyadayim, even if it comes by itself afterwards. But when you originally planted this tree, you did it, l'shem mechitza, even though the tree itself came up by itself. You didn't put it there, right? You only were goring that it should be there. That's good enough, too. Mara says, yihachi pshita, ma'al desema, right? What's it called? What would I think? It's pashat. If you planted the tree, l'shem sukkah, what's the chiddush over here? Ma'al desema, ligs or dilma osilish tamushe be'ilah. I might think that you can't use a sukkah where the walls are a tree because you may come to use the tree, which is Asur on Yom Tov. Kamash v'lom, we're not choshish for that. You're allowed to, what's it called, sit in a sukkah, even if the walls are made of trees, and we're not afraid you're going to come to use the walls. Rashi. Vishtamushe be'ilan v'yala v'yitlosh b'Yom Tov. And you'll end up tearing off limbs of the tree on Yom Tov. Kamash v'lom, you don't say that. So here there's no raya, because it could be the tree was made lechatchila as a mechitza. Toshma, Hayasham Ilan Ogether, Ochitza Sakonim, Nido Mishum Diyumid. Okay. Later on, next parak, we're going to have the case of Pasei Biros, which we already learned about, where you have a boar that you want to water your animals from. And they were makel to only need four diyumdim. Diyumid is a corner piece, where you have one amma going one way and one amma going at a right angle to that. Four right angles. Huh? Yeah, Rashi has a picture. Four right angles, except in this picture, it seems like most of it's closed in, which is not true. It really should be most of it is open. So you have what's it called, the four right angles that form the mechitzes for this boar. So the halacha is, if you had a tree, right, that you could make into an amma by an amma, you could consider it an amma one way and an amma the other way. Or you had a fence that was there already. Or chitza sakonim, or a lot of reeds that were growing. And there's enough there to shape it, to consider it shaped, an amma one way and an amma right angle. So that, nidam mishum divas, counts as a diumid. These things are what's it called, are natural mechitzas. So they weren't put there as a diumid. They were naturally there, and you're using them as a diumid. That should only help according to Abaye, not according to Rafa. So Mara says, no, you planted these things, you made that fence as a diumid. So what's the chiddush? Kamash malon, chitzos akonim. Kone kone, pachos mishloshet tvachim, right, that came to tell me that even the case of chitzos akonim, we have reeds growing, and they're not solid. There's space between them. So there I might think that a diumid with space between it shouldn't be good. If it's less than three tvachim, it's lavud, that's considered a solid diumid. Kedaboy mine Abaye mi Rabba, like Abaye asked Rabba later on, right, whether that would be good or not, and that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that it's good, even though it's not a solid diumid. Still, if the konim are less than three tvachim apart, they're considered a diumid. Rashi, chitzas hakonim, hayasham bepasi biros, tanya beperek sheni, chitzas hakonim, konim mechubarim. These are reeds that are connected, chitzas, shayinu tuim keseder mechitza. They were planted in a way that they conform a mechitza. Now the Gemara thinks they weren't planted specifically like that, but it worked out like that. Diyumid mefarish beperek sheni, diyo amudim. Amud echad nira kishnayim. Diyumid is two, diyu is duo. Duo amudim. They look like one that looks like two. Shaso kimarzev. You make it like a corner piece, like a gutter. Venota echad min mechitzos of ledorom veechad lemarav. One goes south, one goes north, west, right angles. Dechi ovid dalad diumdim ledalad hapeos yesh lechom mechitza beiz amos omed. Amma mikan v'amma mikan. When you put these corners in the four corners, you have an amma of a mechitza to every direction. Or really two ammas of a mechitza to every direction, because you have one on the northeast and one on the southeast. So, kidaboyim in eperek sheni. That's what Abaye asked Rabba, whether mechitza sakonim or chitza sakonim can help. Right, even though they're not solid, could that be considered a diumid? And he said, told him, if it's less than three tvachim, it's good enough. Toshma, ilan hamesich al ha'aretz. Im ein nofo gavoa min ha'aretz gimel tvachim, metalkalin tachtov. Okay, you have a tree, the picture is over here. Huh? And this one? You have a tree that has a low lying branch. Is it? Yeah. And the Masifta page Yud Tes, at the top right-hand corner. You have a tree that is close to the ground, and it forms a canopy over the ground. The picture doesn't help too much. It shows what a tree looks like. In case you know what a tree looks like, you look at the picture. The Rashi. Hamesech nofel notes samuch la'aretz. The branch is close to the ground. Rosh hanope pachos migimel la'karka. And the top of the branch is less than 3 tefachim from the ground. The ikro b'makom shemechuber le'ilan gavo asara. And the place where it's connected to the tree is higher than 10 tefachim. So it goes down, and the branch forms a canopy over the ground. So halacha is like this. Ilan ha-mesech al ha-aretz, in ein nofo gavoa min ha-aretz gimel tefachim, if the branch isn't higher than 3 tefachim off the ground, metalklin tachtov, you're allowed to carry underneath that branch, because it forms a rishus ha-yachid. Right? It forms a canopy, and it's, what's it called, if there's not 3 tefachim height under the branch, you can metalkl under the branch. But we'll see in a second, not beyond that. Well, no, wherever it's that low. Wherever it's that low, you can carry under the branch. Mar says, Hachanavi, Mayaskin, and should not a mechilakach. So you see that mechitza is good, even though it wasn't made as a mechitza. So Mar says, no, it's talking, we planted the tree Vadafka, it should be a mechitza. Hihachi letaltu bekulo. If that's the case, then why are you only allowed to carry under the branch where it's less than 3 tefachim? Should be able to carry under the branch no matter what. It's a 10 tefachim mechitza. Right, where if it's not 3 tefachim, it's 10 tefachim, together with the tree. And even if it's a gigantic tree, right, you should be able to carry underneath the whole part if it's a bona fide mechitza. Alma Omer Rav Huna Bered of Yeshua, Ein Metalkin Ela Beis Hasayim. What's it called? You're not allowed to carry underneath that branch up till if it's a Beis Hasayim. Right? What's it called? Beis Hasayim is 100 amas by 50 amas. 5,000 square amas. But if it's bigger, it's obviously a big tree. It's a redwood tree. Right? So if the area underneath the branch is more than Beis Hasayim, you can't carry. We'll see in one second why. Rashi. Okay, we said, Ein metalklimbo, im hoya hekefo yosher Beis Hasayim, if the area underneath the branch was more than a Beis Hasayim, kechotzer ha-mishkan, the shear zen nasnu chacham lechol hekif ha-mesukan, the eno mesukan kol tzorcho. This amount of Beis Hasayim, that even something is a bona fide rishus ha-yachid, but it's more than a Beis Hasayim, if it's not a, what's it called, a mechitza, or an area that is mesukan completely. This could be different reasons why. One of the reasons is it's not osuladira. You have an area that's a rishus hayachid, but it wasn't made for dwelling there. Right? It's a karfeth. It's not made. People don't live there. Right? Stam, an open park or whatever. People don't go there. They don't live there. Whatever. So a karfeth that's more than beis hasayim, you're not allowed to metalkel except within dalad amas in that karfeth. But to go beyond Dalet Amos, you can't carry in the karfif itself. And because it's not mesukin, it's not an area that's mesukin completely. So it's not Osi Ladira, up to Beis Hasayim you can carry, even if it has mechitzas around it that are bona fide Rishus HaYachid. Still the Rabban and Asr carrying there. Or another case where you can't carry more than Beis Hasayim. L'chol hekef ha-mesukin ha-mesukin ha-kosar k'gon l'mechitza she'in bosh siva orev. You have a mechitza that's made not with the length and width, but only one way. It has strings that go every 3 tefachim, right? So it's only a shsi, or it's only an orev, right? The mechitza only has top, what's it called, horizontal or vertical. It's not both horizontal and vertical, right? Later on, we're going to learn about this. Ula hekif shalahuka fadira. Another possibility is what we said before. You have something that's not made for living in. So that also is not mesukan completely, the terek sheni. V'hochinami, imba omid, me'elav, mok misla, right? Shaper, hoel, v'lav, l'hochi avida, yohovu be'rabon and ha'ishiura. So if you're going to tell me that the tree wasn't planted for that, so it's not a bona fide mechitza. So then you can carry only within Dalet Amos, like any other place where there's a mechitza, but it's not 100% mechitza. Same thing over here. But if you tell me that it was planted for that, so it's a real bona fide mechitza, then why should there be a shear of Beis Hasayim for this? Right? If you'll tell me that it is good, but it's not 100% what's it called, Mesukan, so then there's an idea that till Beis Hasayim is mutter, and more than Beis Hasayim is awesome. But if you're going to tell me that it's a bona fide mechitza, right, then what's it called? Why should you only be able to carry within the, it must be that it's what's it called, that it's not a bona fide mechitza, and still it's good for what's underneath. What? Well, that's what Marisa says. So Marisa says, no, it could be that it isn't. We'll see in a second. Marisa says, this dira is, even if you planted it for that sake, you planted it that the shomer or whatever who's outside can come in there for the shade. But it's not made for the dira for the sake of what's underneath there. It's made for the dira of outside the mechitzas, not what's inside the mechitzas. That's also called not roi ledira. Even though you're making this for somebody to come into the shade, but it's not that he should stay there all the time. It's just that he's really a shomer outside. And you need every once in a while coming for the shade. So the main dira over here was made to be mishamish the outside the mechitza. That's also not a, what's it called, a bona fide mechitza that can be matter more than beis hasayim. Rashi. David dira shetashmish la'avir. La'olam shenato mitchilakach. Really, you planted this tree to be a place of shade. Vehekif ladirahu. And it's mukaf ladira. Right? If you didn't plant it lechatchil, it's not mukaf ladira. Right? Stam, a tree. Therefore, it's also a base of sight. Now, that's the Gemara's kasha. I phrase it a little bit differently. The kasha is like this. If you didn't plant the tree lechatchil, right, and it's still good, then I can understand why it's also after Beis Hasayim, more than Beis Hasayim, because it's not Asur Ladira. It's a tree that grew by itself, so it was not Mukaf Ladira. But if it, what's it called, was planted specifically, then you could be, you planted it L'Shem Dira. So if you planted it specifically, and now you did it L'Shem Dira, you did it for the Mechitza. You planted this to be a little tree house, a tree shade area. So that's called Mukaf Ladira. Then why is it Asur more than Beis Hasayim? That's a kasha. Elamai must be you didn't plant it lechatchila and it's still good. It's a raya to Abaya, not Rava. Samar says, Aval dira zu ein asui letzorech tocho, letocho el letzorech avir shechutzala. Lodur sham shomre hasados, nasuyim lahatzel min hachama, ve'ein metaltlim bedira zu el abeis asayim. Kedetanya perik sheni, klal omre av shimin alazer, kol avir shetashmish ol adira, kagon dir, sar, muktza vechotzer, afilu yud kurit mutter. The whole dira shetashmish ala avir kigom burgenin shebesados beis hasayim mutter yosef hasayim osir the lav dirahu dal korcha hu darsham, meaning the following, that over here, even though you planted this tree lechatchila to be shade for the shomer, but the purpose over here is not that the shomer should live there. Right? That's only, he has no choice, he has to be in the shade. But the main purpose of here is for what's on the outside of this shmira, right? The ikar is not the butka that the shomer stays in. The ikar is that he should be able to do his job outside that. Every once in a while he has to come and sit down and get into the shade. But that's not called dira. The main tashmish is for what's outside the butka, not what's inside the butka. And therefore, even though you planted the tree for the sake of the shomer, right, that's not called, what's it called, hekef ladira, and therefore it's only mutter till beis hasayim. Toshma, shovas betel, Shugavoa asara, v'humei arba amos ad beis hasayim. If a person, now we're talking about eruvei tchumim, a person before Shabbos came in, so he took up his residence on a big what's it called heap, a mountain, is that a mountain? A tail is a heap, a mound. Yeah, that's it. On a mound which is 10 tefachim high. And it's somewhere between Arba Amos and Beis Hasayim. So it's Rosh Hashayochid. Right? It's 10 tefachim high. 10 tefachim high, and at least Arba Amos, till Beis Hasayim. So that's an area that you're allowed to carry. to be Shrish Lachyachid. The Chaim Beneka, Shuama Kasar, Vumear Ba'amos Avesosayim, or in a ditch that was 10 Tfachim deep and at least 4 by 4 or up till Besosayim. The Kama Ktsura, Vishibolos Makifos Osa, Mahalachis Kula, Vachutsala Apayim Ama. That whole area is considered Arba Amos. It's all one Rishus HaYochid, and therefore you can walk that whole ditch or that whole mound, and then beyond that you have 2,000 Amos. That's considered your place, and it's considered one place, like a city. The whole city is considered Arba Amos, and after that you have 2,000 Amos. Okay, so let's see Rashi. Shavas Betel. Kiddush Olav Hayom, V'Kondash Sham Shvisasa. That's where you set up your residence when Shabbos came in. Gavo Asara, Damir Gud Asik, Michitzosav, Kol Shvivosav, V'Rikul Kamukav. If you have a ditch, and the walls are 10 Tfachim deep, then you consider those walls as if they extend up Ad L'Shamayim, and you're surrounded with Michitzes that are 10 Tfachim high. V'chein Neka, Echad Minikike Hasloyim. Or a neka is a place where there's a cleft in the rock. V'humi dalad amos ad besosayim. Hoyel v'shavas ba'avir mechitzosav. Since you took residence in the area enclosed by these mechitzas, nasis beso. Right, that's called your house. That whole area is called your house. The kulok arba amosav. They're all considered like arba amos. Hilkach mahalachas kulo. Therefore, you can walk that entire area, no matter till the besosayim. V'chutzalo apayim ama. And beyond that, another 2,000 amas. Aval I havi tveini beisosayim, but if it's bigger than beisosayim, ein mechitzos of mo'ilos lo, then the mechitzos don't help, because it's not mukaf ledira. Shehek of sheinu osu ledira einu mo'il. Right? So it doesn't help. So then, that's not considered your house, because those mechitzos won't permit you to carry. Ela beisosayim. Something, it's not mukaf ledira, the mechitzas only help till beisosayim. More than beisosayim, even if there's bona fide mechitzas, you're not allowed to carry there. Lahachi naket me'arba amos ve'elech, im hoya pachos midalar amos, my mahalachas kulo. Right? If it's less than dalar amos, what is it called? Mahalachas kulo. Umechitzos of my mahali, why do the mechitzas help? Mechitzas don't help for something less than arba amos. Malab mechitzas nomi, makum kolodam, dalar amos. Even if you had no mechitzas around, you're allowed to walk dalar amos. Right, that much you have. Beperek Misho Tziyu. So the only time that it makes a difference that you have the extra, more than your regular Dalet Amos, and then 2,000 Amos, is if you have an area that's enclosed, and it's an area where you could carry, that's your house. And that whole area is not, that your tchum doesn't start till after that area is finished. Vishibolos makipos osa, shiniach gvuleha savi meliksor, vishibolim gvoim yudaskinim. Or you have a case where you have a field and you have a mechitza made out of standing grain. We're 10 tfachim high and they're within 3 tfachim of each other. So you have a natural mechitza from a field. So the Gemara says, Lachar, you see a mechitza that's natural is okay. It's a natural mechitza. So Gemara says, the chitema hachinami shasa mitchila lakach, where you planted the field, the chatchila, that you're going to cut down the middle and leave the ends as a mechitza. So you intended that mechitza to begin with, to designate as a mechitza. Bishlam akama, that's good if you're talking about the standing grain. El a tail veneka ma'ikala neymer, what do you say about a tail veneka? The marsha says, a tail veneka aren't called a tail veneka. What's it called? Or it's very unlikely that people made a thing, be they adam, a mound this size, or a ditch this size that was made by people. This is, these things are called, or others say this, it's tail veneka are not, they're natural phenomena. That's how they're designated. If it would be something else, it would be called a boar or a deuce or something like that. It wouldn't be called a tail or a neka. So what can you say? Elo mechitzos kolei amalo pligi dehavi mechitza ki pligi belechi, right? Everybody holds a mechitza, even if it's natural, never designated as good mechitza. They're only arguing by a lechi. Abaye l'tamei domer lechi mishu mechitza. U mechitza asu me'eleo havi mechitza. Another rabbi. Abaye who holds that the lechi has a din of mechitza, right? So therefore, it's like any mechitza. And everybody holds by a mechitza that wasn't made specifically for the purpose is a good mechitza. And Rava l'tanei the Omer lechi mishum heker. I aviva biyadayim havi heker, v'lo havi heker. And Rava holds, no, that a, what's it called, lechi, the din of a lechi is not only a mechitza, it's a heker. You have to have a heker also. And it's not a heker. It's only a heker if you made it lechatchila for that purpose. If it started out not for that purpose, then even designating it is not going to help. Okay, Rashi. Tail the neck of Michael and Amer, me and most olam hang, they're natural phenomenon. So that's the machlokus Abai and Rava. Okay, let's go on. Toshma, avne geder, hayotzeis min hageder, muvdolo zumizu pachas mishlosha, ein tzorech lechi acher. Shlosha tzorech lechi acher. Right? Now we're going to go asking questions with lechis. Okay, so now that we know that we can't ask any questions about mechitzas, because mechitzas are what's it called, everybody holds, you don't have to have made them lechatchila, l'shem mechitza. How about a lechi? So you have what's it called a wall. Now we have a picture again, 112. Wall where the ends of the wall were not finished. So you have what's it called bricks sticking out with spaces underneath them. So if the space between the bricks is less than 3 tefachim, so that can be considered a lechi. Because it doesn't look like an extension of the wall only. It's what's it called, it looks different. So it's a natural lechi. That's what the Gemara thinks now. So if the space is less than 3 tefachim, then that those bricks that stick out of the wall can be considered a lechi. No. 3 tefachim space between the bricks. So it's like one connection. Shmura says, Hachinami shibnon mitchil lekach. You made it lechatchila like that. You made it on purpose to leave it like that as a lech. Shmura says, Hachi pshita. It's pashin. Mao desema lemeister binyana hu davide kamashmalan. No, there's no hacker, because people are going to say, you made it like that and left it like that, so you can add on another piece later on. Because if it will be completely finished, it's hard to add a piece just to glue it or to cement it onto a thing. The way that they add is they interlock it. They make the other one interlock, and then it stays good. So I might think there's no hacker, because people will see it and they'll say, oh, you're doing that because you want to extend the wall. Kamash Malan, it's enough of a hecker to be considered a lechi. Toshma, the Tani Rebchia, Koso Shetzido Echad Konus Michaveiro. Vein Shinir Bachutz, Vishav Lifnim, Vein Shinir Lifnim, Vishav Bachutz, Nida Mishum Lechi. Right? We have the case, he doesn't have it over here. He doesn't have it over here? No. He has the case of what's it called? We had it before. We have a wall that gets thicker on one side or the other side. Okay? It was back here. Where is that? Here. On Tesoma Beis. Page 23. You had a wall either that was thinner on the outside and then got thicker, or thinner on the inside and then got thicker on the inside. Nira Bachutz or Nira Bifni. Okay, so the part that sticks out, the part that's thinner, can serve as a lechi. So we think now that the wall wasn't made specifically for a lechi, it just was made like that, right, where part of the wall was thicker and part of the wall was thinner. Nida mishum lechi. Mar says, hachinami shaso mitzil lekach. You made it like that, bedapka, that the thinner part should serve as a lechi. So Mar says, yihachi maikamash malas wasachidish. So he made a bona fide lechi. That the case where it's only visible from the outside, that's also called a lechi, even if it's not visible from the inside, because from the inside all you see is the wall. You don't see that extension. Toshma, Arutzi Rashi, Hayotzis minageru zulamal mizu, lemeisler binyona, shim yirtza lasos mechitza, mikosol zele, kosol shekenegdo, yiskasher bavonim halalu, shikach derech habanoim lasos. Ubeinyin acher, eno yocholi dabik, binyin chodesh, binyin yoshem. If you don't make it where you can interlock it, it won't stay together. Okay, no more, no Rashi. Toshma, Rav have a yoshiv bahuma boa. Rav was in a mavui. Have a yoshiv Rav Huna kamei. Rav Huna was sitting in front of him. Amar le l'shmaya, so he said to his shamas, zil icy likuza de maya. Go get me a pitcher of water. Right? And bring it to me. Ad the osa nofa l'chayaya. So while he was coming, before he ended up coming on his way, the lechi fell down. The lechi they had put up before Shabbos. Achvile biyade kum aduchte. So he motioned to him, what's it called? Stop where you are. Stop in your tracks. Right? Omer le rafuna la sover la mar lismo chadikla. Lemaisa, there was a tree growing on the side of the mavul. Right? There was a tree. So lechora, that can be the lechi. Enochanami, the original lechi fell down, but there's a tree there. Omar domi haimer rabbanin commandal of parshi inchi shmeisa. Right? So he said to Rav said to Rav Huna, you obviously never learn the sugya properly. Why? Mi samchiner ale mi esmo. Lemaisa, since there was a lechi there yesterday, nobody thought about using this tree as a lechi yesterday. And even Abaya, who holds a lechi homid me'elav is okay, only holds it where you designated the day before. Right? So it's like Rashi's case before, you had two lechayayim, and you had one l'shem lechi, and then that one fell down. Even Abaya holds it's no good. Ah, Gemara says, time of lo samchinen. Ha samchinen have a lechi. It's Mashra from Rav, that if they had designated it the day before, even though it was a tree that wasn't planted for a lechi, it's okay. Okay. Gemara says, Leim Abaya v'rov b'lo samchina le plige, ha samchina le havilechi. Right? Let's say that everybody would agree in that case, that Abaya and Rav is machlokis, is where you weren't somich on it from before. And if you were somich, everybody holds good. Gemara says, lo sokadaita. Dahu barka, dahavi bei barchavu, dahavu pligi b'abaya v'rov kule shenai. Right? There was a porch. That Rashi says the Havi Bei Barchavu, Ohaya Amud Hasomech Hasayitzia Omed Barosh Mavo Yacher, and the thing that supported the porch was formed a lechi for a different mavo, and it wasn't there for the sake of a lechi; it was there because it was the support of the porch. The Fligu by Kule Shanayu Abaya Shari Lemismechalev Rava Osir. Abaya held that if Erev Shabbos or some Erev Shabbos you designated that as a lechi, it's good enough. And Rava hold it wasn't good enough. Alma be the samchinan leplige. It's only where you designated Erev Shabbos that Abaya holds it's good. If you didn't designate it, nobody holds it's good. Rava holds even if you designated it, since it wasn't made lechatchila as a lechi, it's no good. The hilchasa kabaya baha, the zuhi achis miyal kagam, shalacha kabaya. This is one of the six cases in Shas where the halacha is like Abaya, not like Rava. Yal kagam, the lamid is lechi ha'omid me'elav. That's according to Rashi. And many of you show me. Rabbeinu Tam argues, and he holds that the Lamed is Yemei Leida, different machlokas bechlal about Abaya and Rava, and the halacha by Lechi Omid Me'elav is like Rava, like everywhere. Where's the, do they have a picture of the, no, they don't have a picture of the other one either. Interesting. That would be an interesting picture. One of the Yitzhiyah, but okay. It's not there. Rashi, Lishmo Chadikla, Dekel Haya Omid Eitzel Pesach Amavi. There was a tree standing within three tvachim of the wall of the mavui, and hashamchin of elechi amak halacha abaya. If you were bishomek, the halacha would be like abaya. Lema b'delo shamchin leplegi v'abaya d'shori kashile. Hai uvde derav lo shamech adikla v'anan kimlan hilchus akabaya b'lechi amayov. Right. Let's say that the machlokas abaya and rav is even where you weren't shomech. Dafka where you weren't shomech, and abaya holds it's good even if you weren't shomech. And then this question, rav will be a kashin abaya. He says no. The machlokas is dafka we were somech, and this mamish like abaya. That's what Rav, right. Mataritz lo sokadait, of the vadi be samchin ale plige. Avalo samchin and divrei akol ain't olechi. Kahuv, the dikla of the Rav. Barka yitzia, okay, that's what we learned already. Just a few things about, lechi ha'omid me'elav. We had before, the Ritva, what's it called, that when we had the case of the lechi that was arba amos. Right, so we said a lechi that's omed me'elav, that's arba amos, everybody holds is no good. There you had to make the lechi lechatchila. The lechi that's arba amos, it's not a hecker, because it looks like a mavoi, it looks like a wall. But if you made it specifically, we said, then it's good. But if it's lechi omi me'elov, and it's arba amos, then it's for sure no good. Even if you didn't make it this Shabbos, but at some point you designated it as a lechi 10 Shabbos ago, then for this Shabbos it's also good. It doesn't mean every Erev Shabbos you have to go and designate it. Rabbi Kiveger has an interesting shayla. He had a shayla like this. You had a Tzuras HaPesach to close off a Mavui. And on Shabbos, the top of the Tzuras HaPesach came off. So now you have two lechis. But they weren't made for lechis, they were made for a Tzuras HaPesach. Is that called lechi ha'omei me'ilav? Because you weren't somech on the lechis as lechis, you were somech on it for the Tzuras HaPesach. Right? So he wants to say that, what's it called, that if, since our mavuos have a din of a chotzer, so they're not lechis, they're pase ha'chotzer. By a pas of a chotzer, everybody holds it's omed me'ilav, it's like a mechitza. Pase chatzeros is as a din of a mechitza. Right? Then he wants to say another time that it should be mutter, is because kivin shehutra Shabbos, kivin shehutra hutra, we'll get to that sugya, and that's only where the mechitza is still up. The mechitza is down, then you don't say, well, since there was a mechitza, the Shabbos came in, right? But if there's something you need a hecker, something like that, something where the mechitzas are there, but there's another reason why it's not good, but not because there's no mechitzas, here the same thing. Really, the mechitza's there. The lechi's there. We hold lechi mishu mechitza. Right? The only thing is that it's because of hecker. So memela kivin Shabbos, kivin shehutra hutra. What? There wasn't what's it called? You were never somech on it bechlau. Here they were somech on it, right? What's it called? The Rashba holds also that if you made the lechi biyadayim, right, then you don't have to be somech on it miyod yom. That, what's it called, that it's only a lechi, a homemade me'elov, that you have to be somech. If you made this lechi, but you didn't make it l'shem lechi, but you made it. Only the cases where the lechi was made, right, for whatever. But if you made the lechi biyadayim, then what's it called, the same thing would be then for the Tzuras HaPesach, Rabbi Kiveger. According to the Rashba, there's no problem. Because you made those lechis. Even though you didn't make them l'shem lechi, then you don't need to be to designate it. Tell the necker we said. So it's another shayla. Korah omed me'elav. This halacha, we know by a mechitza is one halacha. Everybody agrees it's good. Lechi is machlokes. How about a korah? Okay. So the Rosh holds a korah. Everybody holds a hecker. And therefore, even if you're somech on it from before Shabbos, but if it's a korah omed me'elav, everybody holds it's no good. Because surely mishum hecker. Also the Tosa Rosh points out that Tosa Shabbos points out the case of Avonim Yotzin we had before. That wouldn't be good for a Tzuras HaPesach because it's Pischei Shamoi. You don't make a Pesach like that. But out a lechi is good. When the Gemara says here it's a lechi, it helps. That's only a lechi to be matur amavui, but not a lechi to be part of a Tzuras HaPesach. And the Rashba says over here the case he told the Shamas to stand still, what's it called, meant he was standing by the wall of the Mavui. He should be the Lechi. Stay there. Right? And then, what's it called, somebody else will come get the water and carry it because you'll be the Lechi. And even though the Lechi wasn't, what's it called, there, but that a Lechi that you can make on Shabbos is okay. Right? A Lechi ha'omed me'elav, right, that wasn't designated before Shabbos is no good. But you can make a mechitza on Shabbos, right, or even a lechi on Shabbos, and designate it, and it's not omed me'elov, right, like here, you put the guy next to the wall, that would be okay.